Every family has a Christmas or holiday tradition of some kind. Most traditions form around religious activities, or maybe home decorations, maybe special family get-togethers, or something related to food. I can tell you my own family has traditions in every one of those areas. Natural resource activities have not been at the heart of any of our traditions, probably because we are always on the road under pressure to visit family. However, there are a couple of very interesting holiday traditions that incorporate wildlife and the outdoors. The side hunt was a holiday tradition in the late 1800s and early 1900s. A group of men would come together and choose sides, or teams, then head a field and hunt for whatever wild game they could find. Whichever side harvested the most wildlife was the winner. Today, this kind of competition might seem unnecessary or even unsportsmanlike. At the time, though, the wild game was an important additional dietary staple. People had begun to have icebox refrigeration as an option, but freezers would not become common household appliances until the 1940s. People would have to collect the meat and prepare it before it spoiled, often by drying or canning it. The cold winter temperatures, though, would extend meat preservation options, allowing hunters to harvest wildlife, prepare it, and store it without spoiling. Hunters clearly over-harvested wildlife during this time, however, and wildlife management as a profession was still in its infancy. In the early 1900s, we as a society were becoming aware of what impacts we were having on wildlife. There were giants in early natural resource conservation that were bringing resource concerns and natural history to light, like John Muir, Theodore Roosevelt, and Aldo Leopold. We were transitioning from an era of manifest destiny and exploitation to an era of conservation or wise use of natural resources. These were the days of the formation of the Audubon Society, named after famed naturalist John Audubon. One particular ornithologist or bird scientist named Frank Chapman came up with an idea for a conservationist alternative for the Christmas side hunt. In 1900, he and several other bird enthusiasts went out on Christmas Day and counted how many birds of every species they could find and recorded them. This was the creation of the Christmas Bird Count. The idea was well received, and now, some 120 years later, thousands of volunteers participate across the U.S., Canada, and other countries. Organized by the Audubon Society, the CBC is the longest-running citizen science survey in the world. Volunteers of every skill level observe and record bird numbers and species in their area and submit the information to scientists who compile the information coming in from across the country. This year, participants can submit their data using a smartphone mapping app, which shows how far we have come in 120 years. Most of the survey circles in northern Wisconsin seem to have been completed in the weeks before Christmas. You can go to the Audubon webpage and see for yourself which locations have surveys and when. There are names and contact information for survey coordinators for each area. I recognize a good number of them as skilled birdwatchers who would be happy to take you out on a birdwatching trip regardless of your skill level. Probably not on Christmas, but maybe a weekend when you want to get outside and see life in the woods. And if they can't, I bet they know other birders who would be happy to take you along. Then perhaps you can start your own bird-watching Christmas time tradition. Traditions start for many reasons, but normally they endure because of how they make people feel. Traditions tie us to our past, to our forefathers and ancestors, anchored in a point in time importance to us. They can be as complicated as preparing a special meal, dish, or baked good from a family recipe, or decorating with special family heirlooms. They can be as simple as watching a sporting event or playing a card game. Whatever your traditions may be, make sure to set aside time for family and for enjoying those things that bring you contentment and joy this holiday season. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist, coming to you from the heart of Wisconsin's Great North Woods.